I was just telling Biggie, this actually is an interesting look at marriage. My wife yesterday said, as we were talking, we were playing Lynyrd Skynyrd a minute ago, and my wife said, "What's that smell?" yesterday. Because now, you know, we have two puppies. We have two dogs. One's a puppy. And she's always on the hunt for smells and what's going on, you know.
Well, it's it's going to be either daddy's meal, daddy's clothes, or new pup.
Oh, yeah. How's the new pup taking to your stink clothes pile?
Drags him out.
Does he?
Yeah, we've had to put up a gate, so he has to stay out. Because we've given him... Now, the new puppy is oftentimes... For the first couple of weeks we had him, he was tethered to me exclusively. The dog was always... I was wearing a wearable leash.
It looks kind of like you're being punished creatively from a judge for animal cruelty.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, like you were caught fighting dogs.
Yeah.
And the judge is like, "I could send you to prison for a year, or... I will mandate that you must have a dog attached to you at all times at your waist for the next 3 years."
Yes. So we went from that for a while and still do that.
Because a book said so.
We've read two books now on puppy training. And the first one said, "Wear your dog." So I have. I was designated the wearer.
Now, I've never heard of this method of raising a pup or anything like that. Is the end goal, or do you think by the end of... the puppy cycle, the dog will just walk with you wherever you go?
That's the goal.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the goal?
That's the goal. The goal.
Wherever you go, dog goes?
Well, the dog does whatever you say, because you wear it, and when you say sit and it sits, you give it a treat. I had a treat bag attached to my hip as well. You know, the treats were always there. It didn't work as well as I had hoped. This woman trained her puppy in 7 days. Because her parents, in the book she explained... her 80-year-old parents, their dog had died. They wanted a new puppy. She said, "Are you out of your mind? You're 80 years old." They said, "We want a new puppy. Train it for us." And so she took it in, and she's like, "I have 1 week to train this dog." And that's exactly what she did. She wore the dog everywhere. She had the treat pouch on her at all times. So anytime the dog would do something good, you reinforce.
Question.
Yes.
Did you buy a treat bag, or did you just use your old fanny pack?
Treat bag came with.
Oh.
With the harness?
With the harness, yes. Exactly. So we did that for 2 weeks, and basically what I found was the dog just was constantly coming up to my lap because my treat bag was right there on the lap. He knew where the treats were. Now, he would do exactly what I said as far as sit. He learned sit very quickly, and we'd sit, give him a little treat, you know, which was nice.
Does he shake?
We've done that a little bit, not nearly as well as sit. Sit's the main one that he will do. You know, you push him down. If he jumps on you, you go, "Down, stay, nay." You hold your hand out. He sits.
I say thee nay.
He sits. You give him a treat.
Nay.
The whole idea was treat for everything. Reinforce, reinforce, reinforce. So we did that a couple of weeks. It was okay. It didn't go nearly as well as it did in the book. I mean, in the book, she had the dog just doing all sorts of
course.
Things. Very much more difficult. Yeah.
Fetching house shoes, picking up the newspaper.
Yeah. All of it. I mean, at one point,
answer the door, bring in beers.
Right. She could throw a ball behind her. The dog would sit until she told it to release.
Oh, yeah.
Release! And then it would go get the ball and bring it to her. You know, it's just perfect dog. I don't have such. So then after that, we started doing what book number two said, which was tether him to large pieces of furniture instead of me wearing him all the time. So he was.
Oh, yeah. Michael Vick did that.
Yeah.
Didn't he tether it? Well, he would tether it to what? Cinder blocks?
Yeah.
Spare tires?
Maybe he read the same book.
I bet he did. Over to Bad News Kennels.
Yes.
And now I'm guessing the dog, once his tether, tries to get away and is like, "Hey, man, you left me here on the couch here, bro.
Hey, food bag."
Of course.
Hey, food bag.
Of course. He's like,
"Hey, man."
Desperate to get to me, you know. But he's tethered to a credenza, so there's nothing. What can he do? He can't go far.
That's a marble top.
Right. So we did that for a while. And then just this weekend, we said, let's give him more freedom. We're giving him the room now. We've put up barricades.
Modified free range?
Modified free range. We put up barricades. Our home is open concept. So... we had to buy...
here come the baby gates.
Very large baby gates.
It's a large puppy you have.
Yes.
Larger than average.
Well, 20 pounds. We just weighed him. He's 21 pounds.
When you were buying the baby gates, were people like the cashier looking at you like, oh, late in life, must be second wife. I get it, man. She demanded the kid. You already have three, but you want to make her happy.
Did you reverse your vasectomy?
Yeah.
Yeah, had to go through all
that. That's real painful, sir.
Yeah.
A man of your
$39.99.
Yeah. A man of your age sticks out buying baby gates.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, it's for a puppy. Look, sure. Here, just I'll ring you up.
It's not even on the form. We don't have to fill that out anymore.
Nah, yeah.
Don't have to explain it to me, man.
Yeah.
So we bought.
I get it, man. She's supposed to be a tryst.
We bought.
Good use of the word, Biggie, by the way. It's real nice.
We bought him. We put him up. He had more range than he's had, and that caused some headaches because now he's, you know, over where I can't see him at times. I have to get up a lot to move because he'll run behind the kitchen counter, you know, so you're like, oh, where?
Mm-hmm.
Nay!
Yeah.
A lot of that. So
if we saw camera footage from inside your house this weekend, is it just you yelling, nay, yeah. Nay?
Up and down and
nay.
Up and down.
Nay!
Nay! Treat nay!
And he hasn't had too many accidents in the house, which is nice. Not a couple, you know.
Yeah.
But so you have to keep eyes on at all times. Baby proofing book number one says, if this dog piddles or diddles in your house, that's on you. That's just like, it's not his fault.
It's the human's fault?
The human's fault, because you have to have eyes on at all times. And the moment he starts to take piddle stance, you scoop him up. If he must, he urinates all over you.
Mm-hmm. But he's not to do it in the home.
Not in the home. The moment he lifts his leg, the moment he squats to urinate, or you holler to the whole house. You holler, nay, piddle, and then you scoop, and urine will run down you, and you put him in the yard.
Did it?
Yeah, okay, that's right. I've done that a couple of times. Now, if he goes diddle, you've got a full scale. Panic on your hand.
Now, when I was young, in the 1960s, we were told to rub dogs' noses in their
absolutely
in their waist. I think that's gone by the wayside.
No.
You rub their nose in it, and then you wail on them.
No, that's long gone.
You beat them with a newspaper.
Yeah. I told you not to be in.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
In fact, the puppy books we've read have said that is so far gone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Now, I'm sure it's even changed. When my dog was a puppy, she's 13 now, I was told to take some, like a bottle, put some pennies in it, and shake it at the dog.
Huh.
Well, like the noise is what startles them.
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you do want to get their attention immediately. Yeah. Like, hey, nay,
yeah.
nay. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we do, you know. But I think the penny shaking is fine.
Okay.
And anyhow, because he has run of the proper, you know, part of the living room now, and I can't see it, she'll often go, what's that smell? Has he piddled? And so I have to run around and find out. And so yesterday, she said, what's that smell? And I went, ooh, that smell. She said, get up. And I said, can't you smell that smell?
What are you doing?
Skinner, baby.
It's a Skinner song. So I started singing Skinner, but she said, what's that smell? And that's,
this isn't a time for jokes.
Oh, God, no. You cannot. You must not.
Did you find a source? Was it the animal?
We never found the source. I found the animal. I didn't find the source. So I took the animal out. He did urinate, but, you know, he always does when I take him out. So I didn't see any. I don't know what it was. I have no idea.
Can I ask you an uncomfortable question?
Absolutely.
I know you will eventually get this dog neutered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have we moved to any stage of humping yet?
Oh, yeah. There's some humping going on.
Yeah.
He's
an adolescent now, basically, in dog years.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, I believe it's 6 months, they say.
Well, this dog is not even close to 6 months, but he's already humping.
I'm saying that's when you can get the neutering done.
Actually, interesting. I thought earlier the better.
Yeah.
But we had our other dog groomed, and we're asking the groomer some questions, and we took him to the vet. And both said it's more like 18 months now. I mean, for
18?
18
Whoa.
Months. Yeah, so it's like a longer period. You wait for them to go through puberty.
Mm-hmm. They're more fully developed.
More fully developed. Yeah. Okay. Because I wanted to do it immediately. I wanted to try to knock some energy out of them.
Yeah, I got my dog spayed at 6 months. Bam, done. Huh.
Do it. I mean, give them no reason to, you know, sniff around.
Now,
was it a difference between male and female?
Difference between...
Because Biggie's got a girl dog.
Yeah.
I don't know about male, female. Both have said, the vet said, a dog of this size... 18 months.
Wow.
So it was like based on size for whatever reason.
So is he humping you? Is he humping your clothes pile? Because
my Afghan. He is humping. Okay. You know my Afghan that I love so much.
Yeah. Well, they'll just, because that's kind of what dogs do. They just pull things off the couch or a toy.
No, he pulls it off of me. When I pull it up to myself, he comes over to it and starts humping it on my leg. And I have to say, down.
Nay means nay.
Nay.
God, yes. So that will, you know, that'll.
That's the one thing about boy dogs versus girl dogs. Yeah. Hmm. That's why we always had girl dogs. My mom was like, I don't want a dog walking around trying to hump things.
Huh.
Well, the boy dogs certainly do. I mean, we're guys, you know.
We try to hump, man.
Yeah, we hump.
You know, urges.
You know, women, they don't have, I guess I'm sure women have urges, but they don't have to go around showing it, you know.
Sure.
You know how guys are. We just do that. So
And humping for dogs a lot of times is just showing dominance.
Yeah, I guess that's
so
right.
So he's fighting back on you yelling nay, I think.
There's not a book out there that says you have to hump him back, is there? Well, to show you're the alpha.
I'm starting my third.
If so, I hope your wife records this.
Yeah. I'm reading my third book. I don't know. You know, I
don't like this any more than you do.
I read a lot of it.